There's a magic word that those who advocate for privatization of veterans' health care repeat, but writer Suzanne Gordon isn't buying it.
Basically, it's all in the name of choice, and so veterans should have a choice like all Americans have. Well, actually, all Americans don't have a choice. I mean, many Americans have little or not enough insurance coverage. Many Americans are uninsured or underinsured. We can't go to whatever doctor we want or hospital we want because our choices are controlled by our insurance networks or hospital networks. So they're promising veterans something that really doesn't exist. And the problem is that, you know, choice sounds like apple pie and motherhood. Who could oppose that? The problem is that if money for going to private sector doctors comes from the VA budget, since it's much more expensive, that will deplete the VA budget and gradually eliminate the VA as a choice among other choices for veterans because they'll lay off staff, they'll cut programs. And you're already seeing that happening all over the country.
Who is for privatization? What are some of the forces arrayed to push privatization of the veterans'
health? Well, there's the Koch brothers, David and Charles, are old friends who hate government and really want to destroy the VA, not because they really care much about veterans or veterans' health care, but because they hate government and they're really opposed to any movement for Medicare for all, any form of national health care, and they want to really tarnish the VA as an example of a failed example of national health care, even though the VA is really one of our most successful health care systems, if not the most successful health care system in the country. There are people like the infamous hedge fund manager Stephen Cohn, who's trying to set up a competing mental health network with the VA. And there's a ton of hospitals and health systems that really practically all of them that are lined up like vultures, you know, circling this huge pot of $70 billion or whatever dollars that the VA is the VA's budget, which they'd like a large part of. So you have a constellation of drug companies and medical equipment manufacturers and hospital systems and private physicians and so forth who would love, mostly specialist physicians, who would just love some of the money. Even though they're opposed to a tax-supported healthcare system, they're not opposed to getting taxpayer money for themselves as long as there's no regulation, accountability, and transparency.
Suzanne Gordon makes the case that privatization of the Veterans Health Administration would be similar to the movement for charter schools. That is, placing public resources into a less accountable and more expensive system, thereby beginning a slow descent for the public system and those who count on it. More from Suzanne Gordon tomorrow. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.